Welcome into the Pursuit of Manliness podcast, where we are vigorously equipping men to pursue biblical manliness. My name is Jarrett Samuels. I'm the host of the podcast. And men, as always, I'd like to begin by thanking you for checking out today's show. And when you get the opportunity, make sure you visit the website, thepursuitofmanliness.com. You can find this podcast episode, the whole catalog of previous episodes. You can learn more about the Pursuit of Manliness. You can see what's available in the gear store. You can see that tribe registration is currently open. You can learn about our men's retreat in the fall. You can sign up for the Framework Field Notes newsletter that goes out every week. Just a lot there to get you connected and acclimated to the pursuit of manliness. But I want to remind you, the Wednesday podcast is sponsored by Loader Road Goods out of Coshocton, Ohio. Now, I want to show you this. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening, you're just going to have to take my word for it. I got this from Loader Road Goods a while back. It is an everyday carry dump tray. I didn't even know I needed one of these until I got one. And I put all my belongings every day into this tray, and my wife loves it. It doesn't clutter the dresser, doesn't clutter the counters or anything like that. Every morning I get up, I get my cross, I get my wallet, my pens, my glasses, whatever is in here, I just get it, put it on myself, and get on throughout the day. Now, Chris says this is made out of thick water buffalo leather. How you get that in Coshocton, Ohio? I don't know, but he does. It is 7 inches by 8.5 inches. Let me tell you, this would be a great gift if you got a young man who's graduating and going off to college, or you got a buddy of yours that's getting ready to get married, and you want to give him a unique gift. Check it out, loaderroadgoods.com. If you put in the discount code A Quiet Life, all capital letters, one word, you'll save 15% off your order. Men, it's time for today's podcast episode. So every once in a while, when I find myself going on vacation with my family, maybe I'm on holiday break. My kids got like a spring break, fall break, Christmas break, somewhere in there. When I find myself leaving town, this pretty much happens just when I leave town. What I typically pack, and I don't know if any of you guys can relate to this, hopefully not, but what I typically pack is what I would call stretchy pants. And I don't really like that term, but it's the only term I can think of right now. They're pants that have a little more stretch in the waistband. Now, I primarily just wear what I would call hiking pants. They're thin pants. Everything I do every day, that's pretty much what I wear. But these pants have some elastic in them, and a couple of the pairs have a drawstring in it. So if you want to pull it a little tighter, which is strange because I can't see that being what I'd want to wear if I was really hiking. I don't want to have to worry about pulling my drawers up. And you say, Jared, why are you telling me about your pants? Why do we tune into this Quiet Life podcast to hear about your pants? Well, what I do always is I always take at least one pair of pants or shorts that do require a belt. And I put the belt like in the corner of my suitcase, and I roll it up, and I put it in my duffel bag or whatever backpack, whatever I'm taking. And I always have, just in case, I always have it just as kind of a plan B, in case I do find myself in a situation where I need pants with a belt. Now, nobody's ever asked to look at the waistband of my drawers outside of my wife when you try pants on. She does that whole turnaround thing. We ain't done that for years, but it's happened. It has happened. I'm humble enough to admit it. I tell you that because I'll do that for a number of days, and then when I get home, I'll put on my regular pants. I'll put on my everyday pants, and they don't feel as comfortable as the pants with a little elastic in the band. And I think, uh-oh, something's gone wrong here. A dryer is shrinking our clothes again. Well, my wife changed the detergent. Maybe the laundry isn't coming through like it used to. And when I realized it, no, that's a me problem. That's not a pants problem. That's a me problem. I spent too many days, too many meals, too much time lounging around with pants with a little give in the waist and didn't have to wear any belts. Now, I tried to look this up, and I find this interesting, and I'll share this as we get into it. I thought, well, what do you officially call the pants with the extra elastic in them? And I think there's a couple different names. And I found a brand. I won't say the brand. I don't even know. I don't know anything about the brand. But the pant is called Weekday Warrior Dress Pants. Let's go. You want to be a warrior? Well, here's your Weekday Warrior Dress Pants. Now, I did a little reading, not a lot. These are easy, wrinkle resistant. Good, I like that. With a bit of stretch. You know, because every warrior needs a bit of stretch. Now, if you go down to the bottom, I didn't realize this was a thing. Inside the waistband, tells you what day of the week you're supposed to be wearing. So, I like this idea. You don't have to think about it. I pull up my Monday pants. I check the waistband. Monday. Yep, it's Monday. I wear those pants with a little bit of stretch. Is that not indicative of Christian men? The name is Warrior. Doesn't that sound like something William Wallace would have wore? Of course he would have wore his warrior stretch pant onto the battlefield on Tuesday with the Tuesday pant wrinkle-free, because, you know, who's going to fight the English with pants that are all wrinkled? You're going to be wrinkled-free. This is what we do. We create this world where the verbiage and the idea is like, let's go. But we're not going. For a lot of guys, they know the words. They know the verses. They've bought the gear. They can say all the things, but you find out when it comes to the personal application of what's going on, nothing's going on. They're living in a world of stretch pants. They're living in a world of comfort. I mean, they'll tell you the hoorah. They'll tell you what you should be doing. They'll tell you, man, we need to. And when we come find out, they're not doing it. Man, I've seen this time and time again. And I think it's really, really dangerous in the online space, because anybody, myself included, could put out a piece of content and say, man, this is what you need to do, only to find out this guy ain't doing any of it. This guy's catfishing you. This guy's giving you a perception of this is what you're to do. You see this all the time online. They're preaching a message of this, that, or the other, only to find out that's not what's going on. Well, how do we make sure we don't do that? Well, I don't need to check the work of everybody I run up on. I don't need to check your work, and really, you don't need to check my work. I do think it's good for us to be accountable. I do think it's good for us to pursue authenticity. That's such a hot word, but I think when people meet you, is it what you see is what you get? Does it line up with what you saw online, or is it something different? I think that's important. I think we can solve this problem if we would just take the scriptures a little more serious. We talk about the armor of God. We'd love to have that, again, on our gear. We'd love to mention it. It's probably a name of a podcast somewhere. It's probably a name of a YouTube channel. It's probably a name of plenty of men's ministries, something to do with the armor of God, where we say, yeah, we need to do it. But you got to do it every day. You have to do it every single day. The individual originally dies to themselves. They come to Christ. They're buried with Christ. They're raised to walk in a new life. Now we live in this new life where we take up our cross every day. We're to produce fruit in keeping with repentance. We are to be disciples who make disciples. We are to evangelize the lost. We are to go into all the world. It is an active relationship with the Almighty. It's not a stretchy one. It's not one that we pursue the comfort. This is what we try to do. We try to find a form of Christianity that allows us to still believe we are saved. Still believe we are saved without being too uncomfortable. Brother, I just don't think you're going to find that in the Word of God. I don't think you're going to find that in Scripture. So the plan then is, if that's what you want, if you would rather have a stretchy pant Christianity that doesn't make you feel cumbersome, that doesn't give you any restraint, the best thing you can do is not read this book. Stay away from the Bible. Find a church that will tell you things that are topical. Find a church that will tell you things that don't make you uncomfortable. Find a church that will make you feel better about yourself and make you feel better about the world and your purpose in it. Or, you know what you could do, another step beyond that, just stay away from church altogether. Because you could have church in a rowboat. You could have church in your garage. You have church at the local barbecue joint if you want, right? That's church. That's you and God. You're having a magical moment with God. That's not biblical either. Even if it makes you feel better, that doesn't mean it's biblical. See, that's the problem. We think if it makes us feel good and makes us feel good about God, then it must be biblical. You have been deceived. If you want to know, you don't have to take my word for it. You don't have to ever listen to another thing that comes out of my mouth. But I'll tell you what, whether you believe this book, the Bible, is true or not, doesn't matter. It is true, and we will give an account for what is in it. Whether you say, I'm just not good at reading, I don't like to listen to preachers, doesn't matter. It's true. It's like you buying a house or you buying a car, and you know all those papers you got to sign, and you're just signing them. You're like, I just want to get out of here. I just want the keys to my car. I just want the keys to my house. Listen, what you're signing matters. You don't think it matters? Try to challenge someone on something you signed. They'll tell you, you signed that. You said that. You see, when you come to Christ, you're agreeing, hey, I'm in. I don't have to buy warrior pants. I am all in. I am going to willingly live a life of restraint because it's better. Because there's actually more freedom in it. What I find with those drawstring pants is I'm always thinking, man, I hope these things don't come undone. You don't need no 48-year-old man walking around with his drawers coming undone. That'd be bad for the news. But if I have a belt, there's security there. It seems like that's what Paul mentions the church in Ephesus when he says Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14. He didn't say it. He's writing it. He might have said it. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth. It's the first part of the armor of God. You want to get your armor right? You got to get your belt right. You don't get your belt right, everything else, every other piece of armor will have to be either ineffective or overcompensate for the fact that your belt isn't right. The belt of truth was to surround you. It was to hold up what matters most. When you get your belt right, you're good. You're good. When I have the right belt, I own three belts, by the way, while we're talking about my wardrobe. I have my everyday belt. Then I got my dress belts. I got a brown and a black. Not that you need to know that. But the brown and black, the fact that I don't wear them every day, I wear them rarely. When I put them on, I don't know about the rest of you guys, it just doesn't feel right. But my everyday belt, the one that nobody sees, but I wear it every single day, it's like a good friend. I know the hole. I know the spot. I know, like, when I got it latched, we're good. I don't ever have to think about it again. I have it. You see, some of you guys have it, but you have it in the corner of your suitcase. You have it hanging up in your closet. You have it in your duffel bag or in your backpack or in the backseat of your car. You have the belt of truth. You're just not securely putting it on. You see, when I put on the belt of truth, that means I am dressed for action. I'm looking for opportunities. I'm not looking for arguments. I'm looking for opportunities. Arguments may come. You may have to, as Peter said, be prepared to give a defense for the hope that is in you. But I'll try to do it with gentleness and respect. I'm not going to beat anyone into submission. I'm not going to try to manipulate you into the kingdom. But when the belt of truth is secure, I say, hey, if you got a better plan, I would love to hear it. I'm probably not going to move on it, but I would love to hear it. What do you got? How do you get off this planet alive? What are you supposed to do while we're taking up space here? And when we're taking up oxygen, when I'm residing in this place, this house, where I park my car, someday someone else will do that. They'll either drive that car, park in that spot, whatever. Someone else will be in this house or on this lot. It won't be me. So while I'm here, what am I supposed to do with that? It is not to pursue comfort. It is not to pursue a stretchy pant version of Christianity that gives you the title warrior, but inside the drawers has to tell you what day of the week it is. That's not in Scripture. And brother, that's not what you signed up for. You're better than that. You're not better than other people, but you're better than that. We're better than trying to pursue a version of Christianity that's soft, comfortable, and ineffective. Again, you don't have to take my word for it. I see a lot of guys who follow a lot of guys who do things like this. Man, you don't have to follow me. Follow Jesus. I hope that you can get something from this content, but the main thing I want you to get is just think about it. Just think about what we're talking about so you do it. You don't have to become, I don't want you to become, enamored with me. Brother, I'm just like you. We're just men of God trying to grow as men of God, because I got people who take up space in this house, who reside in this space, who need me to get this right, who will receive the blessings or the consequences of whether I exert any energy in this or not. I could show up day in and day out, and I did that for plenty of years. Forgive me, Lord, for all the times that I've done that, but I'm never going to do that again. I'm never going to do that again. I don't want to buy into a version of Christianity, a version of whatever you want to call it, that allows me to remain comfortable without restraint and without restriction so that I don't feel bad about myself. You know, you did that, hopefully you did that surrender to the Lord and you went in the waters of baptism. We all clapped. We gave you a t-shirt, high five. We took you to Fazoli's. We said, oh, it's wonderful. We'll put you on Facebook. Now, that's the start. That's just the start. Now, get that full armor of God and do it every day. I repent of my sins every day. I take up my cross every day. Some days I'm getting better than others, but I'm becoming less like me, more like Jesus. That's the goal every day. But I'll tell you, it comes down to this. Not about how you feel. It comes down to what is true. You see, the belt of truth says it doesn't matter how I feel. Because there's some things that I have felt or I have thought or I've wanted to be true or I just didn't like. And the Holy Spirit says, I understand that, but it doesn't matter. This is what is true. This is what is right. My son and I today were reading a psalm and we talked, what is righteousness? It's just right living. It's what is good. It's what is beneficial. And not always to ourselves. We said this before. Jesus didn't come to make us feel better about ourselves. He came to save our soul. He came so that we can have eternal life in Him. Bore an unbelievable punishment that you and I cannot comprehend. And He didn't do it so that we would remain comfortable and take the easiest route possible that's not cumbersome, that's not inconvenient, that gives us no idea of restraint. I can just do what I want. I can justify what I want. And don't you make me feel bad about myself. That's fine, I won't. But I'll tell you this, you better get in this book. You better get in Scripture, and you better find out what is true, and you better apply it. Amen? Men, thank you for listening. Thank you guys for watching. Let's keep pursuing biblical manliness.